For an hour, the ship remained in this position, while the carpenters went at work. We had been taken in rum and short of the previous day, and now a sloop called the Lark, which belonged to the three brothers, came alongside with the last cargo of rum. She, having been secured to the larboard side, the hands were pipped to clear the lighter. I had been on duty on the main deck. Several ladies had come off early in the morning, friends and relatives of the officers. Some of them were either in the wardroom or gunroom, and others were walking the quarter-deck with the help of their gentlemen friends, as it was no easy matter, the ship heeling over as much as she was then doing. They thought it very good fun, however, and were laughing and talking as they tried to keep their feet from slipping. I had been sent with a message to Mr. Hollingbury, our third lieutenant, who was officer of the watch. He seemed out of temper and gave me a rough answer, as he generally did. He was not a favourite indeed with us, and we used to call him Jib and Foresail Jack, for when he had the watch at night, he was always singing out, "Up jib and down jib, up foresail, down foresail," and from a habit he had of moving his finger about when he was walking the quarter-deck, we used to say that he had been an organ player in London. Just as I got back to the main deck, I caught a glimpse of a young...